Let's focus our attention now on a very interesting debate that has been focused by an article that I will introduce to you in a moment when I introduce to you the author. It's all about the pros and cons of owning a gun in South Africa. The author is Dr. Guy Lamb, criminologist and senior lecturer at Stellenbosch University. And the introduction to the story indicates that while there are many advantages and reasons to own a gun, there are risks involved as well. Let's get into the issue then with Dr. Guy Lamb, joining us from Stellenbosch University, where he is a criminologist and senior lecturer. Dr. Lamb, welcome and thanks very much for your time. This, to some extent, is an old debate. Before we get into the arguments you weigh up, just briefly perhaps, what prompted you to open this up again? Was it a particular thing that happened, a new idea that came across?
Not necessarily. Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon to your listeners. Not necessarily. I mean, as you're right, it's a debate that's been going on for a very long time. It's obviously a lot more active in the United States, where they've got, you know, different lobby groups. You've got much looser firearm legislation, much greater access to firearms amongst the general population. I mean, within the reason why I wrote the article, because there have been a lot of conversations about gun use, there's still an issue that's happening around attempts by the Ministry of Police and the Civilian Secretary for Police Services to amend the Firearms Control Act in South Africa to do away with the provision that allows for firearms for self-defense. And there's been a major pushback from firearm lobby groups to kind of say, no, you shouldn't do this. South Africa is a dangerous place. And it also was looking at the more recent data that's come out from the UN Office for Drugs and Crime. This is homicide data. And if you look at how South Africa is ranked in terms of that data, is, you know, we're now in the top five. So we have a very serious problem with firearms, very serious problem with firearm violence. So it was more that sense of around, let's bring the debate back and have a conversation about, you know, the pros and cons of firearm use, licensed firearm use for self-defense, self-protection.
Is one of the things that makes this debate so intractable, and you may not agree that it is, but it certainly seems that way to me, is that we're asking to make laws of general application for circumstances where people feel actually profoundly alone. And that's fundamentally why they're making the choices they do around owning a gun or not.
Yeah, I mean, this is an issue around, you know, the state in many parts of South Africa cannot guarantee your safety. And as a result, you know, South Africans have to make choices around how do I protect myself? You know, there's a range of choices from, you know, if you have the resources, getting a private security company contract, you know, kind of building fences, installing alarms, CCTV, those kind of issues. But that sort of fear of, you know, home invasion, house robberies is something that has certainly driven, you know, the numbers of applications for firearms within South Africa, particularly for self-defense. So there is this kind of concern and fear that one is working with here. But the sort of point of the article was around, you know, there are certain circumstances where owning a firearm may discourage criminal offending. The problem is we don't really have the data to support that or back that up in South Africa. But the point of the article was that there's a whole lot of risks that often aren't taken into consideration. And firearm ownership also presents risk to society, because we have this problem around firearms getting lost and stolen, and those firearms then ending up in criminal hands, and we have multiple crimes, you know, resulting from those firearms. So it is the reason why we have to have a debate about it.
In terms of the risks, you know, obviously the one would be that a conflict may well escalate. I've heard that suggested, that if an armed person confronts another armed person, the likelihood of shots being fired goes up substantially. I would have thought, though, the difficulty is that for some people, being armed makes them feel safer, and that in a country where the mental consequences of feeling scared on a regular basis are substantial. Many people would say, I'll take that risk if I feel safer. That in itself is something worth arming myself for.
Well, certainly, I think for certain individuals that may certainly be the case. You might feel safer, you know, like some people, it's about having pepper spray when they're out in the streets, or having some sort of alarm system. Some people, it's a firearm. But the point is around, you know, if you're disarmed with your pepper spray, it's not going to harm a lot of people. Where if you're disarmed with your firearm, it can potentially harm a lot of people. And I think the point around sort of firearm ownership within the South African context, so if we take, for example, firearm ownership in like a Sweden or Finland, the chances of your firearm being taken from you and being used against you or being used against others is quite low. But in the South African context, we have this serious problem of criminals actually targeting firearm owners specifically for their firearms, and also police officers specifically for their firearms. So this presents a specific risk that I think that, you know, firearm owners, when looking to apply for a firearm license, might not necessarily take into account. And we've got some pretty good data that's come out of the Medical Research Council that demonstrates that, you know, firearm owners are targeted by criminals.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guy Lamb. I feel it's a conversation we've just opened up, but we thank him for opening it up in print. Go to The Conversation and take a look at what he's written there. And yeah, we'll think of other ways to explore this on the show, get in some other guests and get in some other views as well. He's a criminologist and senior lecturer at Stellenbosch University, but feel free to weigh in on the issue right now, 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. It's 28 minutes past five.